Whoa! Welcome to Barstool Betters, where the drinks are cold, but the action's hot.
This is great.
Well, welcome to Barstool Betters. Gary, why don't you go slap your dink and grab a beer?
Okay.
Did you pick the three?
Pardon?
Did you pick the three that we're going to have, or the two that we're going to have?
Hopefully three. So, yeah, I'm going in. Hang on here, though. Oh, God. I forgot to take off my thing.
Well, it's colorful.
You, yeah, and you like reading, so I figured I'd buy a beer that got lots of words on it.
All right, Iron Hat Company?
Yeah.
Brooks, you said, right?
Yeah, they're in Brooks. So,
People's Project Hazy IPA.
Because you were saying you got a fondness for IPAs there, all of a sudden.
Indian Pale Ale, my favorite.
Right. That's what you said you had a craving
sure
for.
Sure do love drinking on a Wednesday.
But that's two breweries now in Brooks, because Brooke Pistons out there.
Yeah, there might be more.
Well,
if you know Brooks, you know they like to drink.
Not a whole lot more.
All right, let me get into this little story that they got on the back of this can here.
Yeah.
The Forest Duke of Sutherland encouraged more than 30 families to settle on his Canadian estate just east of Brooks by offering free travel to any tradesman, farmer, or laborer willing to immigrate. I didn't know that. I didn't know this.
Well, that's why I buy these cans, right? It's like just a wealth of information.
How long ago? Because
a long time ago.
It would have been free travel, but you would have had to fight off Indians and buffalo.
Yeah, in a carriage, a horse and carriage or whatever. Yeah.
Iron Hat Brewing Company can think of no better way to honor the Duke's innovation to immigrants than to raise a glass of our People's Project Hazy IPA with a traditional Scottish toast. Oh, God.
Come on, you got Scottish in you?
Not this kind of Scottish.
What do you mean?
Clulflitty? Yes. I'm not even going to try.
Well, it says 100, yeah. 100 welcomes.
100 welcomes. Whatever that means in Scottish.
I'll ask Glenn one day.
Sud fete. Well, whatever.
Yeah, whatever. Friggin' I got to take a picture, I suppose.
Yes, you do.
So, yeah.
So, it came with grout. I see it in your can.
Yeah. And it's that carbonated that it makes sure that the grout stays on top of the glass. Good on them for doing that, because we all know how much I love my grout.
I think that's the healthy part of the beer, right?
Good grout. God, my old nut.
Oh, look at that.
That's almost a perfect pour.
Almost.
How much beer you got left in your can?
A little bit.
I won't say, because there's no way you don't, right? But it just won't go down, though. Like, look at the carbonation in that.
You're talking
like somebody
that
somebody put an Eno pill in there and just Alka-Seltzer to the rescue.
An anal pill.
Eno?
Is it? I don't know. Huh? That was an Eno pill.
That's if you got heartburn or something. You drinks the pill, puts the pill in your bottle or Pepto. Your glass of water. No, it's not Pepto.
Oh,
like Alka-Seltzer, right? You put the pill in there and everything bubbles up and you drinks it and makes you burp and fart.
Yeah, no, I never had those emos.
Emos. Oh my! I just don't want to drink it with all the shit coming to the top again. Like, it goes up and it goes down and comes back up again.
Well, you're not impressing the Duke here. You want to cheers it, or are you just going to watch?
Maybe the Duke's just not impressing me. Cheers, buddy.
Cheers.
I don't even know how to get into this one. Like, I honestly, I don't...
Start from the top.
Yeah. She's great. It's a fruity. I think she's going to be very great fruity. I hope not, though.
Yeah, IPA.
That's an IPA, though. But look at the... I mean... What about cheesecloth? Would anybody not think about cheesecloth? Just a hardcore grapefruit?
No, that's delicious.
Seriously, eh?
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah, too bad you couldn't say that with a straight face.
I don't need to.
Look at your face, though.
No, that's good.
It's a good beer.
Fantastic. I was ready for a letdown.
Yeah.
That's delicious.
Really?
And I'm thirsty, but it is delicious.
Oh, they're parched.
Like, I'm going to take the rest of this grout from the bottom of my can and pour it into my glass. So I don't waste a drop. That's delicious.
It's got that, got a grapefruit there, but it's not very...
There's grapefruit, but you're not getting that nasty, bitter grapefruit, no. Dried out, blah.
But it disappears fast, and something else creeps up behind it. What is it?
I think that's the Duke.
It could be. It could be.
I don't know. It's just a well-balanced beer, in my opinion. Like, very well-balanced. That is a good batch of beer. Piston from Brooks. You got competition, sir.
Yeah, Brooke Piston got competition, eh? Mm-hmm. So, we have two of these.
Yeah.
Two different beers. I don't know what the other one is. I don't know if it's IPA or...
Well, the last week you brought it out and it was McCoursh.
Nope, that's a different one.
A different one.
Yeah. So I'm getting the grapefruit, but then there's something coming in behind the grapefruit that kind of say, hey, I'm here too, you know. I don't know what it is. Oh, excuse me. I can't.
I'm not sure.
There's
something back there.
There's something back there, right?
But it's mild, like very, very mild.
Yeah, well, I know. Like, and the grapefruit is not overwhelming. Like, we've had IPAs where it's just grapefruit in a can. You may as well went to the superstore or whatever and say, hey, do you have a jug of grapefruit?
Yeah, no, it doesn't say they're keeping that secret ingredient to themselves.
They're keeping it a secret. I don't know.
Do I like it?
It's not bad because the grapefruit is not overwhelming, which makes me happy because, I mean, we've had IPAs or whatever where it's like, whoa.
Garbage.
Just not what we're used to, or I guess exactly what we expected, not what we want.
Yeah.
So, yeah, not bad. It's not light. It's not a light.
So if you gave me this as an IPA and this is all IPAs kind of tasted like this,
yeah.
I don't think you'd ever hear me complain about, oh, grapefruit this and grapefruit that. There is grapefruit in it.
Oh, yeah.
But
it's not bad.
It's not bad. Like, it's not what the beer tastes like. It's just an added flavor to it.
You got done me dirty.
Oh, my. Anybody do you dirty?
Well, I don't know. I haven't had time to think about it. Well, yeah, everybody does me dirty when they don't win. Friggin' if I lose, yeah, you done me dirty. So okay. It pisses me off.
So I didn't, nobody outside the soccer world did me dirty. But I did, I thought I'd bring it up because we're going to do the check marks now.
Oh, yes, we are.
So for your fantasy pool, what did you get on your fantasy pool?
Oh, shit, what did I tell you, 52.6?
Yeah, that's exactly what you got, yeah. You know what I got?
I never got 52.6, did you?
No, why would I?
Is this
why
where the dummy dirty's going?
Oh, yeah, Kevin De Bruyne. Kevin De Bruyne.
Good old and KDB?
Pep. Yep, Kevin De Bruyne and Pep. Uh-oh. So, is there any reason why you would step on the field?
Yeah.
For 1 point, and then get a yellow and take your point away.
Yeah, because he's mad. Because he's not getting played.
Ridiculous. You know what I got? I got 52.1.
No friggin' way. Yeah.
Kevin De Bruyne was on the bench. I got 0 points off him. And then Dinkleface for... Christ, who was playing the last day? It was Brentford against...
Oh, Brentford. Brentford played West Ham.
West Ham.
Yeah.
So I had one guy off West Ham.
Oh, Kufal. Yeah. Kufal or whatever. Yeah,
Kufler.
But they don't call him that. They call him...
Kufal.
That's stupid way he pronounces it.
Anyway. Decent player. Don't get me wrong. So he was playing defense and he got an assist. You had two players. We're coming into the last game. You're a touch ahead of me. And I'm like, I'm out of this one because... Bleh. Like, you have two players. Brentford's going to sweep the floor with West Ham because West Ham's been playing like shit.
Yes, I had Tony and me.
But to my surprise, West Ham came out, guns a-blazing.
Yes.
And Kofur got an assist, and he had 5.5 points.
Ooh.
Last 5 minutes of the game, Brentford came out and scored, which gave me a -1. So I had 4.5. And Tony played the whole game, so he got an extra point at the end of the game, which I was beating you the whole game until the final seconds. And I'm like, okay, besides Kofler not, you know, putting that extra goal in, which didn't count for anything.
Yeah.
He got me 4.5 points. I can't really be mad at him, but De Bruyne? I don't think he's going to be on my team next week. If he can't produce better than that.
He's expensive, though. Like, he's a lot of money.
Yeah, he's $10 million. For
the fantasy
pool. Yes. The problem I had this week is I had to have him on, because everybody else was red. I had too many Liverpools and too many Tottenham players.
Yeah, I know.
I had to have them. I took them off. I had him as captain.
Yeah.
I took him off the captaincy, and I put him on Neto, which, there again, not great. But the Wolves did enough to win, so I guess I can't be too mad at that. And he played the whole game, so it is what it is. But Kevin De Bruyne, you did me dirty. I'm sorry. And Pep, too. Pep?
Yeah, Pep should have played him right away.
We'll be having a discussion tomorrow after the podcast.
I mean, one of the best, well, maybe not right now, but potentially got the ability to come in and be the best midfielder in the world again.
Yes.
You can't sit him. Yeah, he's coming back off injury or whatever, and you guys spent a lot of money for the rehab and the surgery.
I get the whole fact. I get the whole fact that, you know, there's going to be a lot of soccer played between now and the end of the season.
Oh, yeah.
But how is he going to get back into shape if he's not playing?
Just practicing, right?
And I don't care. Like, you can put him on for 60 minutes, which is what I'm expecting. I'm not expecting him to sit on the bench for 90 and then get on and not get me any points. Like, ridiculous. Ridiculous. But anyway, so go ahead and grab your check mark.
Okay.
Because
I had Tony down as my vice captain.
I seen that.
And he what a whopping 3.5 points.
I seen that.
So, where's that?
I sure do appreciate it.
So what's this one for? This is for the fantasy.
Fantasy, yeah.
Coming over.
So you get one over there.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. That's 10.
Mm-hmm.
That's a nice round number to finish off the season.
Absolutely. I sure hope that's the way it ends.
I end up, because of that Liverpool-Tottenham week that they missed, I end up having to use my wild card.
Right.
And I'm not too happy with all the players I got picked there. So now I think it's going to be catch up till the end of the season. Because I don't think I'm going to be able to sustain any good points with the players that I had. I really like what I had going there.
Yes, so did I.
But I think this is going to hurt me. After using my wild card and, I mean, picking some of these players, I'm looking at them. And you see the money worth or whatever, and you go into the list of defenders or midfielders, like, well, I don't want that player, and I don't want this one, I don't want that one.
Well, there's very few defenders that you can pick up that isn't on a team that's going to let in goals.
Yeah, exactly.
So you pick the top thing, but I'm not overspending or overpaying for a Man City player because a goal goes in a game.
Yeah.
At least once a game, a goal goes in.
Yeah.
Even with Bournemouth last week, they won that 1-0. Fantastic game.
Yeah.
But they could have scored at any time.
Yes.
And I'm not saying that Bournemouth was going to win that game, but they could have scored at any time.
Yeah.
And screw up your defense. So I'm not spending $10 million on a Man City defender just because they should win.
No.
Liverpool, usually that's one in.
Yes.
So there you go again.
But I got Van Dijk.
Yes.
And I had him. He wasn't doing anything. Maybe he gave me one or two good games where he got 5, 6, 7 points. Got rid of him. Then all of a sudden he was doing fantastic. So I picked him up again.
Yeah.
And put his diaper back on and shit in his pants. So...
poor dude. But then you go right through it. Newcastle, do not want to pick anybody up from Newcastle.
Hot cold.
Brighton, same thing. I'd like to pick up Dunk, but nope.
It's one in every four games.
Wolves are okay, but they seem. I'm going to say every second game is a close game, whether it's 1-0 or 1-1.
Well, you better hope Wolves starts playing good ball.
Well, I got one to trade out this week. I don't know who. But I'm not a big fan of He Chang. I just picked him up because
you're running out of stuff to do. Yeah. Where do you go?
Well, like you said, you go through the list going, I don't like him. I don't like him. I don't like him. Yeah. And I'm not a big fan of He Chang.
Or look at the games coming up for certain players. I like this player, but their next three or four games coming up they're not going to win. Yeah, like this is very 2-point player kind of guy. So we'll see.
So anyway, so that was a fantasy, and it's tough. We're getting so. The closer we're getting to the end of the season, which I think there's about 10 games left or something like that. 10, 11 games.
If I lose two more, you win.
Yes.
I think it's something like that anyways.
I wasn't talking about that. That I should win. Although I said that last year too, and you came back. But on the fantasy pool itself, I went from 3,000 and I'm sitting at 7,500 right now. 7,300.
You're falling down
big time. I am sliding. I just can't break the 50 mark. And every time I get close to 50... It seems like I slide down another 500 people.
Yeah.
You got to get over 50, or you should get over 60.
Well,
but it's tough when people are sitting.
It is tough, and I look at a couple of times I've done this now, and I went back onto the fantasy pool, and after the week is played or whatever, I'm here looking like, man, I got like 50 something points, and I gained a couple of places.
Mm-hmm.
So what did the top guys have? So I go look at these top guys. They're not too far off of the guys that I got, but they'll have a Luton player.
Yes.
Or a Forest player. Uh-huh. Or a Sheffield United player.
Yep.
And that one player
did very, very well.
I want that inside scoop too. Like, obviously, they're getting told something, because nobody goes and says, I'm going to pick a Sheffield United player this week. He's doing great.
Yeah, I don't know what to say.
You know,
I really don't.
And this is the players that are giving them those,
I would call
bonus points.
Because I always say, like, I have a strong, like, I had Bowen on my team for like six games.
Yes, I had him for a little bit.
He didn't give me a goddamn point. So 2 weeks ago, I got rid of him.
Yeah.
And last week, he got a hat trick.
Like,
so I figured that one out.
Yeah.
Like,
but this will probably be his last hat trick now until he retires.
Well, I won't pick him back up.
Oh, dick.
Huh? And same with Aston Villa.
Oh, Watkins.
McGinn.
Oh, McGinn.
Jesus Christ. Like, I pick up McGinn because he's doing good. He hasn't done anything for the last fucking six games. He's played well, don't get me wrong. Points-wise, nothing. So, I don't know.
But that's the frustrating thing. If you watch, say, 3 or 4, 4 or 5 games of soccer on the weekend, and you, because, like, especially, I mean, for me anyways, you're looking for that next player for your fantasy board, right? So you watch a game, it's like, man, that guy, he's just...
You're really honed in on who's playing well.
Right? Very well.
So, like, I picked up Neto this week.
Yeah.
Well, last week, I guess. I had him on, but he got me 6 points. As a captain, he got me 6 points, but the guy's on fire.
Yes. So, involved in everything.
Yes.
But not getting points. So, he's the third pass out, but he basically started an entire play with no credit.
Yeah.
Which, that's no good.
I know.
For the fantasy, but for the player of that team.
Fantastic.
Fantastic to have him, right? So, it's a tough one to find out that either goal scorer or that second last touch to get yourself points.
Yeah.
Where Neto is the third last or the fourth, you know, like, so.
He starts to play. He's usually in the play too, but he's the guy throwing in the ball, right? He's the guy that's making the play. He finds the pockets.
Yeah.
He makes it work, right?
Yeah, he's like the Udegaard off Arsenal.
A little bit.
But don't get no points.
Yeah.
Like, once every 6, 7 games, you'll get a double point game. The rest of them are 5, 4, whatever. It's like, yeah.
All right. So that was your first check mark.
Yes,
man. How much money did you scrape up this week?
I got enough to go for another 2 weeks.
Go good.
Yeah. I think it was 25.46 or something I end up going. So minus the 10
that
we put in. So I'm up 14. I profited 14. What did I say? 96?
Yeah. Which, do you remember what bet you did or no?
Yeah, it was a 4 or 5 game parlay. Like, it was a shocker. But, let me see if I can go and get that history thing.
That's okay. I'll tell you what I won and what I lost on, because I was really happy about this. So I put $2 on the Fulham Man U game, which gave me 11.5. So $11.50, and close one. Fulham got up 1-0. Man U decided to tie, which I knew they were going to do. Uh-huh. And I'm sitting there. Should I cash out? It was like $7. Should I cash out? Should I cash out?
Mm-hmm.
No. Fulham's good enough to pull this out. Minute 88, whatever it was, Man U ties, and I'm like, shit, I'm going to the bathroom. I'm going to the bathroom. Before I got out of the bathroom, Fulham had won. I'm like, wow.
Right,
wow, good for them.
I know.
So I won that one. And then the Argentinian-Mexican women's game, I picked a tie, and it was a tie.
Yes, I noticed that.
Yeah, fantastic.
That was a good bet.
Mm-hmm.
Like a very good bet.
And then I won my Scotty's Tournaments of Hearts for $1.50. So, boom, right? So, all in all, I was up $6. Pretty happy. $6.
$6, eh?
I mean, if you bet 100, then you'd be up 60. If you bet 1,000, you'd be up 60.
Well, that's just it, though. Yeah. Right. Or if you bet a lot, you're going to be poor.
Yes, in your case, yes. I kind of got screwed over by the goal scorers that I picked. Because half of them didn't start, so they were wiped off.
Right, I know.
And then Saka scored, and that was about it.
26.50.
So,
I end up, this is my $1.79 bet.
Mm-hmm.
So FC Cincinnati, FC International, National, Nashville, Orlando, New England Revolution, St. Louis, the return was $26.50. So a little better than I thought I did, actually. So that's good.
Yeah, so go
but that's the only thing I won.
But go grab your check mark.
Okay. Man, this is getting exhausting. It's like lag day.
It is.
Lag day. Whoo, what a workout.
Uh-huh.
Up and down and up and down and
your
up
check marks are getting a lot better.
Oh.
I mean, you're a little shaky on your first couple, but you are starting to come along.
Nerves, right? Nerves.
He's not used to doing them.
I'd say at this rate, I'd say another 6 or 7 weeks, I'll have that red felt or little red marker wore out.
Okay, slow down there, Tex.
We're tied now.
We're tied on the $10 chance, or the $10 challenge, but you are lagging behind on the.
I'm nipping at heels.
I guess if on a draft, yeah.
Yeah. What you got there? 18, is it?
I think I got 18.
And I got 8.
I mean, I haven't counted in quite a while, but.
Oh, I got 10.
I mean, it's all good.
Oh, I'm coming up. Yeah, I'm. I'll get you, my son. I'll get you. All right. Perfect. That's 2 check marks. That is the kind of stuff I look forward to, right? Good beer and check marks is where.
What are you looking?
What?
Nothing. You just keep blobbing away.
Yeah, no. So coming over here for good beer and 2 checks marks. Bragging rights, obviously. Right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Basically saying.
And you do like to brag.
I do.
Like if there's anything that you're good at, it's bragging.
Yeah. So for the people that are listening, like long term listeners, mm-hmm. Thanks for listening. And you know when I win, Now, before we go any further.
Yes, go ahead.
Did you do your intro for Would You Rather?
I guess
Or do I have to leave?
I guess you got to stay here and find out.
Oh, good. I'm glad you had time on your hands.
I didn't. No, whatever. You'll have to stick around. Ooh. All right. That's a joke of time. Ooh. So, Man goes into the doctor's office and the doctor goes, sorry to tell you, but you only got 24 hours to live. You are one sick man. And the guy goes, what? He goes, yeah, you should have came in earlier. Anyway, so he goes home to the wife. And goes, honey, I got some good bad news. Doctor says I got 24 hours to live. You mind if we go bang one out? And then the wife goes, yeah, let's go bang one out. Right. So anyway, they bang one out. 8 hours later, he goes, I only got 16 hours to live, wife. Mind if we bang another one out? No, he goes, yeah, let's go. Let's go. If you only have 16 hours left, we'll bang one out. Anyway, they're getting ready for bed, and the guy realizes that he only has 8 hours left to live, right? So taps on the wife and goes, you mind if we do it one last time? And the wife goes, yeah, let's do it one last time. Anyway, so the wife falls asleep, and the husband's sitting there twirling some kind of, you know, he's only got 8 hours to live, and oh my God. So 4 hours goes by, and he's still wide awake in bed, and he taps the wife on the shoulder. She goes, for fuck's sakes, I have to wake up in the morning. You don't.
Yeah, that's about right, though.
Yeah, that's about right. Yeah.
Oh, frig.
So anyway.
Brutal.
All right, so you want to do your 6 picks or?
Yes.
All right.
Yeah, let's do 6 pick. Do 6 pick.
Do you got them up?
No.
Oh.
Yeah, I do now.
Oh, good.
I'm not happy about this week coming up because I just had it up. Where'd it go?
100 free games, 6 picks.
Listen.
Mm-hmm.
I get that part, okay?
I don't think you do. Otherwise, you'd have it up.
It's just not. Scroll on through. I don't know why this can't be like.
This would be a good time for the listeners to go to the bathroom. Jerry's going to be a little while.
Dude, listen, man. I can't bring it up, all right?
And you can't do an accent either, so
stop trying. You know what? We'll run off yours.
All right, okay.
Because I can't.
First game up, Brentford Chelsea.
I don't want to play that game.
You don't have a choice.
Oh, my. Brentford versus Chelsea.
Yes.
Jer and Bry. I'm going to say 2-2 tie.
Shit.
No, say stop. Oh, man. 2-2. Oh, man. This is sucky.
Mm-hmm.
All right, what else you got there?
We got Newcastle and Wolverhampton.
Wolves. I want to go. Oh, see, you don't know if Newcastle is going to play soccer or not, though.
I guarantee you they're going to try.
They're going to try. Let's go. Let's go 2-1 for Newcastle. So 2-1 Newcastle.
Yeah, I went 2-1 Wolves.
I don't know if the Wolves are going to. Yeah, okay. Anyway. Next up. What's the next game?
Tottenham versus Crystal Palace. CP.
Tots versus new coach. CP. Is Olise and Eze back?
I do not think so.
How come? Wait, you don't know or you don't? Like, come on now.
Well, I don't think anybody knows until game day.
Because that's a game changer. Tots got a lot of players, eh? Tots got everybody back. They're a full roster again now.
Pretty much, yeah. And they've had 2 weeks to practice up.
Yeah, right? Let's go 3-1 Tots.
Yeah, I went 4-1 Tots.
Ooh, look at you go. Mm-hmm. That's a big, that's a lot of goals, buddy.
Yeah, it's okay.
Next.
Forest versus Liverpool.
Forest will get one for sure. Mm. I think Liverpool will probably get four. I'm going to go 4-1 for Liverpool. Or 4-1 for Liverpool. I mixed that up, didn't I?
Yeah, what you got? I went 0 for Forest and 2 for Liverpool.
That's it?
Yep.
Two?
Yeah, two.
Saliba? Yes.
It's questionable. Huh. Like, he's chomping at the bit, but I don't know if he's ready to go.
You don't really think, like, obviously, I suppose, if Forest plays, like, a very, very defensive, like a 5-4-1.
So I think that's what the coach is doing, is he's
going to build a wall.
He's going to build a wall before he lets the horses run.
Yeah, yeah.
They got a lot of good young talent there, absolutely. Forest can score. But it seems like they're tightening them down the hatches before they're letting the horses run right now.
Yeah.
And they're doing fairly well. Like, they're at the bottom of the table.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But I think they're pretty safe. Like,
you think so?
Yeah. I mean, if you look at the bottom, I think they're probably the safest out of the bunch, even though they're 17th. If they stay up, they'll be dangerous. This is a lot of young talent there.
They do.
But they're not going to beat Liverpool.
They're not going to beat Liverpool. But, I think what you're going to see here is this Liverpool-Forest game is going to be a carbon copy of the Man City-Man United game that's coming up.
Oh.
Because I think you're going to see United build the wall, uh-huh. And you're going to see City come in just beat the life out of it.
Yeah.
And I think you're going to see the same thing here with Liverpool and Forest. Forest is going to probably play a 5-4-1. Mm-hmm. And they're going to really hope that Liverpool kind of dumps the ball in and tries to do it that way, which makes it easier for them to get control of the ball. Because, I mean, it's going to be hard to get past the 5-4, right?
Yeah. I think Forest would have to work on their counter on this one, in all honesty.
Well, they only got like that Iwone guy, right?
Yeah. Well, so. I don't know, they got more than that, but well, I don't know if he's playing. So I'll be interested. I don't know if he's playing.
Ooh, very good. What's next?
The next one is Luton versus Aston Villa.
Okay.
I'll go first of you.
Yeah, you go first.
Cause I go 3-2 Aston Villa.
Really? Hey.
Yeah.
I don't think it's no. I don't. I'm gonna go. God, I like go 4-1 again for AV. I'm gonna go 4-1 for Aston Villa. Mm. I think they're gonna.
Yeah, could very well. They could pull away from Luton.
Yeah, I think so.
I still like the way Luton plays.
Not a bad and team.
I think Villa is kind of like we'll get up and then we'll be a little bit lazy.
Oh, 100%. As if they get up 2 goals, they just sit back on a lead as if they won
pretty much,
won
the cup already. Yeah, they're lackadaisical after they get up, and that's why I think Luton will score 2. I'm probably wrong, but I mean, hey.
Well, if history repeats itself, this is Aston Villa's thing. It's basically get up 2 goals, sit back, other team comes back, and all of a sudden there's panic.
That's right.
And not always do they win. So they not should always, know. But
I'm going to say probably 75% of the time that's what they do, and then they'll pot another one. So it could be 4-2.
Let's hope so. Go 4-1 for me. Who's the last team?
Man City versus Man United.
Oh, I don't even want to talk about it.
This is going to be the best game of the week.
This is going to be horrible.
I mean, if you're going to pick one game to watch, this would be it.
No, it wouldn't.
He'd wake up at Sunday, you know, grab a coffee, maybe go to McDonald's, treat yourself a little bit, and then sit down and watch this.
Tell me what you got there, because you're in double digits, are you?
6-0.
Oh, my God. Are you serious?
Oh, yeah. It's locked and loaded.
Do you know the last time you picked a city score was 5-0?
Yeah.
And you're only 5 goals off?
Yeah, 4.
4 goals off?
But yeah, but that was against Birmingham. Right? That wasn't against Man U.
If McGuire plays, I mean, yeah.
I mean, let's face it, Man U looks like a bunch of hillbillies drunk on eggnog going out there and trying to kick a ball around.
If their jerseys were a little more orange, you'd almost call them fucking Pylon City.
Oh, it was terrible.
It's bad to watch. It's like very hard to watch. But I think this will be a different game because they're just going to sit back. They're not. I mean, they might try a counterattack every now and then, but they're just going to build a wall back there. And like I said, 5-4-1, I think, will be their formation.
Yeah, they're going to build a wall out of straw. I think you're going to last. Nope. Big Ben Holland's just going to huff and puff and blow that fucking straw wall down.
City and United, it's a tough one because they've always had either a complete blowout or the worst game you could ever possibly watch.
I might even drink Sunday morning.
For Drain Zorros. I hate to say it, but I think City's going to win by probably 3-1. Huh. Yeah, because you're going to get complacent. City always gets complacent. There's always a goal goes in on City. Hmm. More times than not. One.
Yeah. So, did you enjoy that beer? Did you enjoy that beer a lot? Yeah,
I like it. Yeah, but I didn't know. What you do? Pour yours and got in the grind.
Nope. No. Like, good all Lord. In the belly. And, still thirsty.
Oh, good Lord.
I'll take your time.
That's such a pissy pants, eh?
Anyway, so that was that, right?
Was there any numbers? How's the numbers now since we turned the podcast into like a brief listen to?
Like an hour and a bit.
Yeah, which I mean, you can't even get the red deer in
there. Numbers are steady.
Steady?
Yeah.
Is that what they are?
They're steady. Numbers are steady. Yeah. But I did get a complaint last week.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
From Mama T.
From a fan, yeah. From a fan.
From a fan.
Saying that our podcasts are too short. They can't even make it through a workout.
Huh?
Yeah.
Who do we know that works out? Good Lord.
Well, I can tell you. I'm not sure. What are you doing?
Donnie, where you at?
Chug a lug, buddy. Chug a lug. Chug a lug and bang that gong.
Do you want to do that other people's project?
I want another beer in my glass. I don't care. Wednesday night. I've been thirsty since Monday. Yay! Oh, I've been waiting.
All right, I gotta go to the meat cooler. And I shouldn't have wore shorts is what I shouldn't have done. I should have wore not shorts.
Yes.
Take your glass.
Yeah, no, I'll take my glass.
Yeah, Where'd you get these today?
Where did I get these? Uptown.
Uptown, yeah.
Okotoks.
All right. There's different beers. Oh, my God. It's so far to go.
Yes, it is.
Oh, never mind. No, that's one of them.
Builds you up a thirst.
Let's do the course.
You know, yeah, don't take your time. Yep.
Let's do the course.
Yes.
I was going to do that other people's project or whatever, but that's like back-to-back beers from the same company. So you want to be at that foolishness.
Well, this is called the Growlery Beer Company. That's not the same one.
The Growly or Growlery. Growlery.
So, 1929, Kirsch.
Yep.
Oh, boy. Let me grab my
specky. Yeah, grab your specky speckies. So, this is from Edmonton.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so 40 Airport Road Northwest, Edmonton, Alberta.
1929 must have been the last time they had a good sports team.
Pretty sure as hell don't have it this year, according to my bets.
Sorry, did I interrupt you reading?
No. I'm just helping you out here.
All right. Yep. Our 1929 Kirsch plays homage to Canadian's first licensed airfield, which is just outside our front door. It is a classic style that pours a beautiful straw yellow color, is light and light on the palate, and has a grainy, crisp finish. So this is on Airport Road, just outside Edmonton there.
So would that be like Nisku?
Yep.
So why would it say Edmonton? Because Nisku's not Edmonton.
Well, I don't know. Maybe they just want to be Edmontonians.
So I'm going to have to see, because every time I stay overnight up in that area, I stop. I actually stay at the Holiday Inns in Suites and Inns there.
Yeah.
And that's on Airport Road, so I can't be too far away from it.
Not really. It's probably right by the horse track.
Horse track? I didn't know they had a horse track
up there. Yeah, there's a horse track and casino up there.
Really? Well, yeah, they nailed it on the color, I think. Like, it is that straw yellowy, almost like a murky lager is what I would call it.
Sure looks wet.
Stinks.
Does it?
Yeah, stinks like a fucking... Stinks like I don't want to drink it, stinks.
Oh, no, it does.
So, we should have kept the People's Project first, or for last, I think. Stinks, don't it?
Yep.
Remember that beer with the beavers?
Yep.
You strained it to...
It stinks like a European beer. Oh boy. All right, well, I used to like Corsets. I don't know if I do anymore.
Yeah, cheers, buddy. Anyway. This is going to be god-awful. As soon as you smell it, even though we've had beers where we smelt them and they taste like crap.
Horrible.
See? In it?
Ah.
We've had good courses before, so what happened to the course industry?
I shouldn't say horrible. No, it's not bad. It's not bad. It's just, it's got remnants of a bad European beer.
So you went to get another one? But, what's on your mind? Like, you look,
But there's, you'll see, because I don't know why I'm your guinea pig. Like, every goddamn beer is to be cheers.
Yeah.
Which is bad luck, by the way. Maybe this is why I can't win.
What do you mean?
It's bad luck to fucking cheers and put your goddamn glass back on the ground without drinking.
Well, because look on your face makes me not want to drink it.
Get it to your lips before I do.
I don't want to, okay? God. You want to redo the cheers then or what? Because...
No, here, too late.
This is bad luck, that's fantastic. Bad muju. Muju.
Or juju. I guess it's called juju. No, juju.
Juju.
You don't remember bad juju?
Bad juju. What's that off?
That is off.
Kung Fu Panda.
Nope, the 1989 classic.
Karate Kid.
No, baseball. Baseball.
Baseball. Film.
Yeah. Can't think of the name, though. Thought it would come to me.
Is that the...
What's that?
Tom Cruise that was in it?
No, it was Charlie Sheen. Major League.
Oh.
Major League. Mm. Anyway, there's a big black guy in there, Dominican or whatever, and he used to have this little, I'm going to say Buddha, but it wasn't Buddha, that he prayed to every week. And it was juju. That was the thing, right?
Yeah.
So if you would do something good or bad or whatever, he'd pray to the juju, like good juju and bad juju. And right now... Right now, you're cheersing
bad
etiquette.
Juju.
Yeah, your cheersing etiquette is bad juju.
I'm glad I bad juju. Hopefully, I get two more checks next week. So I'm lost with this beer.
So after you swallow it and you breathe out, there's something in behind there that's not bad. I don't know.
Like stale peanuts, unsalted stale peanuts.
I don't remember the last time
I had... Very precise, isn't I?
I just don't remember the last time that I downed stale, unsalted peanuts.
I don't even know what to think about this one.
It is wet.
But it's not light. Is that like a, it's not a light crisp...
It's more of a
cloudy comes to mind for whatever reason, but it's thicker. It feels like it's a thicker, you know, like a nice light crisp beer.
Yeah.
It's almost like not water, but it's nice and light. This is not that.
No. So
what is there? What's there's
I will say there is flavor there.
Yeah, and it is just, that got that European kick to it where
Like I always call it like a green bottle beer, right?
No, that's not green bottle.
But it's not quite green bottle. But it's got a European flavor
stink to it,
whatever it is. But I guess Kirsch is a German beer, so maybe that's what they're going for. So maybe it's just a different hop.
But we've had Kirsches before where
we loved them,
delicious, like so good, yes. So lighter.
Yeah,
not this aftertaste of roasted peanuts or something. What the fuck? It seems like a you don't like the roasted peanut thing?
I just don't know where you eat your peanuts.
mostly at campfires out of a bag in a shell. Mm. Yeah.
Left there from the last campers.
Probably. Mm. Yeah. I usually get them on sale, right? Peanuts is expensive. But most of my peanuts now is consumed in peanut butter. I just can't find what I'm trying to get here. Like, there's something.
I'm not going to help you because I don't know. I just find, like, after you. Okay, so you put it in your mouth and you get the flavors.
Yeah.
And then you swallow it.
Yeah.
And then you breathe out.
And then
something back there that just kind of ruminates up.
Yes.
And so it's. But it's not. I don't think it's bad.
It's not a horrible beer.
Like, I like the aftertaste more than I like the first taste.
Yeah, the actual initial.
Yeah, like
mouthful going down or whatever. Like, not fussy over that. And the smell is not great.
No, it's terrible.
But there's a lingering flavor there.
And it's not bad. Like, it's kind of what I would say that's the best part of that beer. But yeah. I wouldn't say stale peanuts. Like,
well, help me out then. If there's no stale peanuts, what is it, Brian?
I don't know. I guess I'm going to have to work on my palate here.
Yeah, because I'm at a loss for what this is. Like, I just can't pinpoint it. But.
Yeah, the can doesn't help.
No, but I don't imagine the can's going to tell you much.
But anyway.
It's not that hoppy. It's not hoppy or nothing like that. And no, it's not like that burnt malt or whatever. So, but there's something there that for me anyways, is like a. It's not horrible. But I'm not a lover of it.
I'm not a lover of it, no.
But
no, out of all the courses that we've ever had, I'm going to put this one at the bottom of the list.
Yeah, we've had a few. And even when I saw this at the store, I was like, oh, a course. I mean, we haven't had a course in a long time or whatever. Yeah. And we've had some good ones.
Yep.
Like some really, really good courses. Like, yeah, no, I'm going to grab that and we'll see. I should have left it. I should have loaded up on People's Project and see what they got going on there. But... It'll go down. We should have done is what we, I should have grabbed that one cider we had there and cleansed the palate.
Cleansed the palate, right. We haven't cleansed the palate in quite some time.
No, we haven't, because I think the first time we cleansed it, we lost it.
Like, it sucked. Didn't come back.
It never did come back, because that first one was just like, man, like eating the desert.
Uh-huh.
Sucked every bit of saliva ready to face or whatever. So anyways, but the second one was good.
They were really good,
right?
But they're all good. Really good. Like they're all good. No, the first one was a shocker.
Yeah, the first one was horrible. Right. They just like driving. What?
Did you know?
I saw it to you before, right? Last week when I come over, I only comes over for booze and did you knows and would you ratters and a little bit of betting.
Yeah.
Okay. Perfect.
I'm like a donkey that way.
No emails.
Not that I'm aware of. Nope. But if anybody does want to send out an email, it's at barstoolbetters@gmail.com. If you want to dust up your old computer, you know.
Pull in the tower and go to the closet and bring it at what do you call it? Not antique. Sure.
It's in that realm. But anyway, if anybody still has an email out there that doesn't just use it for spam, go ahead, send us an email. It will get read, just not anytime soon.
And we haven't heard from Mama T in forever either.
That's okay.
What?
I hear from her all the time.
I don't. I haven't heard nothing from her forever.
That sounds like a you problem.
Mm. Well, just so she knows.
Yeah, she does. All right. So do you want to know something, or are you just going to blab on about how much you want somebody to write an email for you?
No, I'm over it.
You poor thing.
Whatever.
Okay, I'm going to go with this one. I wrote down two, but...
Oh, good, okay.
This one's the better one.
Yeah, well, do I not know?
All right.
Well, don't do the better one first. Do the shit one first.
Do the shit one first?
Are we doing two of them?
All right, well, okay, yeah. I'll do this one, but I was going to save it for next week.
Oh, don't freak that. There's going to be lots more did you knows.
I don't know anymore.
You're a man of many did you not knows.
We're over 50 podcasts. I don't know more no more.
Yeah. No more.
The first three podcasts, I'm like, yeah, I know this.
Yeah.
After that, it's been...
Well, you got Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday to figure out another one.
Yeah.
Wednesday's busy.
Yeah, that's probably why I didn't do so good in school. All right. Okay, so you know vanilla, right?
The flavor?
The flavor of vanilla.
I love vanilla.
All right, so...
Yeah.
It's a...
A bean.
It's a bean, but it's a plant, right?
Okay, yeah.
So they took it back to Europe, and they couldn't grow it.
Oh, okay.
Right. You know the really big...
Where did it come from first? In
South America.
Oh, good. Yeah. Everything comes from
there. You know why they couldn't grow it over there?
Too cold. Too wet. No dirt.
No.
Salt water.
Nope.
Too many people.
It's because the bee that pollinates that flower...
Yeah.
...was a Mexican bee. They had to bring the bees back to
pollinate. Lazy.
Well, no, but while you go over to Europe, there's no bees over there that could pollinate that plant.
Really? So what do you got to do? Bring bees from over there now?
Yes. Yeah. To pollinate the plants. Yep.
See...
I thought that was kind of interesting.
But see, at what point do you stop bringing shit around? You know, like, if the bees don't want to be there, like, if they wanted to be there, they'd been there. But he's like, you know what, he probably went there, he's like, no, frig this, it was a long trip across the water, I don't like it over here, we're out. And then all of a sudden, you grab them, put them in the box, brings them back over, and I'm guaranteed, like, most things, like, the bees probably got a little olive pictures in there, he's like, you know, we're going to Europe again. We went there before, we don't like it.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you do now? Is it working out or no?
I didn't ask. I don't know. I'm assuming there's vanilla over there now.
You know what? Or you can put it on a boat and get it.
But anyway,
really?
Yeah, they started making stuff over there in 1836. That's when they started to... Yeah, I know. Quite a while ago, but I'm just saying.
I read. I was listening to the radio the other day when I was up.
Oh, good.
GP.
Yeah.
And...
When speaker?
Geez, it might be. Mm-hmm. I think so.
Mm-hmm.
And they brought a guy on. A beekeeper, and started talking about bees, and they had a rough year a couple of years ago, and this year was not so bad, and now bees survive through the winter.
Yeah.
Do you know how?
I'm assuming they live off their own food.
But because it's a bloody cold.
So they come together and they
and they keep circulating, like the middle goes out to the outside and it goes.
Did you not know this?
Do I look like I'm a beekeeper?
No, but do you
know? My dad, he was like, flies just died and then they come back to life when it warmed up.
Well, a lot of them do.
Don't. They just keep moving.
Well, no, like a lot of them do die because their lifespan isn't five years. It's very short.
Yeah, I know. It's not a long lifespan.
Yeah, no, they just, they buzz around the hive and they keep warm.
Yeah, and then like the guys in the middle, okay, yes. Super warm in there. And then he goes to the outside and, oh, shit. And then the outside one says, man, it's cold out here. Let's dive into the middle a little bit. Like,
sorry. Sometimes I just forget that you're from
Newfoundland,
but not only that, like not from the country. Like,
no, not even. No, I'm not from the not from a country that specializes in bees.
No, but that was kind of
like a fly is a fly. Fly gets cold, falls down, goes into hibernation, and then all of a sudden warms up and flies.
That's common knowledge. Again. Like,
no, it's not common knowledge.
Pretty common knowledge.
No, bees should all die. And then he lays eggs, little bees comes out, and then he carries
Well, that happens too. That happens too.
Oh, so everything happens.
Yes, it's part of the whole thing.
Bee generation? Or bee nation?
So, can you tell me what a silo looks like?
Isn't that the big towers? I got laugh, man, when I first come to Calgary.
Well,
what did I do? I can't even remember what I did when I first come over. But anyways... But he said, yeah, no, just come on out, and I think I was at West Coast. Yeah, just come out behind the silo. I was like, ah, shit. So here I am, man. You want to tell me, like, I can tell you how to fish. I can tell you catch cod. I can tell you catch crabs, lobsters, all that stuff. Newfie comes to Alberta. Don't know nothing about farming. Yeah, the cows out behind the silo. Driving to the yard. Main yard, not farm yard.
Right.
Buddy comes out. He's like, what are you doing there? Looking for your silo. I was like, do you see a silo there? I was like, if I knew what it was, I'd say yes or no. And he's like, what do you mean? I was like, I don't know. What the fuck is a silo, dude? He's like, silo. And then what's the other pit? Some kind of pit. A sage pit.
Silage.
Silage. Isn't that a pit or something, isn't it?
Well, yeah, okay. So,
and he runs over with the tractor and flattens it all down?
Yeah, so out here is a little different. They're open pits, and they're called silage pit.
For fuck's
sake. But that silage can also go into your silos.
So why can't you, like...
But there's also bins where grain goes. So
what's the great big silver ones?
The great big silver ones, those are bins. Those are where like your grains go.
So what's a silo?
A silo is where you put your corn or your silage.
Which is a bin.
No, it's feed. It's feed, right? So you basically put it in the silo, it ferments in there, and then it's just feed for the cows.
Oh.
Whereas a gray bin, like
the great big buggers.
Yeah, the gray ones, right?
Fills in from the top with the auger.
With the auger, yeah.
Or auger, yeah. It's not a Swiss auger.
Yeah, no, the hopper.
Yeah.
Yeah, the twirly little thing.
Yeah, a little thing that spins stuff up there.
So those are your grains.
Okay.
Which
you stays dry.
It stays dry, where your silage is not dry. Hey, silage is drier than...
And I was like, hey, listen to this. So I just...
Anyway, this is not a farming podcast.
You want to talk about soccer clubs?
I'm said this sometimes. Just sometimes I just shake my head going, how do you not know this?
I don't know. Like, honest to God, I don't know. I know what to keep out of a fish, like what you can eat, what you can't eat back home.
Yeah.
But when it comes up here, and again...
What grows and what doesn't grow and where you put it when it does grow.
Yes.
Yeah.
Poof.
Yeah. No.
Yeah, it's just little poofs in the wind. Hey, what's next, did you know?
Let's get All right, so this is the did you know that...
That you wanted to bring up.
That I wanted to bring up.
What is a good one?
Well, so I thought it was actually pretty interesting.
So there's 50-something episodes, and I haven't known a fucking thing since we've been at it.
Yeah, I know.
That's good, though. See, this is where...
I know.
Just learning. Like, I'm a learning curve.
Steep learning curve.
Whatever. It's 90 degree. Slow down.
You're going to come to the end of the pit here pretty soon. Okay, so do you ever watch Star Trek?
Yeah, a long time ago. Like, those.
But you remember Scotty.
Yeah, yeah, the fellow with pointy ears.
No, that was Spock. Oh, Scotty was the engineer, so everybody would say, beam me up, Scotty.
Oh, the old fella, yeah.
Yeah, kind of bigger guy. What he'd be like, beam me up, Scotty. He was the guy with the Scottish accent, right?
Yeah.
Oh, Kirk. Captain Kirk. This thing has no more power, right? That guy. Did you know he was Canadian? And that accent was fake.
Really?
He was born in Vancouver, brought up in Surrey, Ontario. Yep.
And the reason, Surrey, Ontario.
Yeah. I think that's what it said. Yeah, Surrey, Ontario.
Really?
Yeah, there's a Surrey in Ontario.
I didn't know that.
Anyway, so whatever. So that in itself is kind of interesting. But did you know he was a war hero?
No.
So he stormed the beaches of Normandy in Juneau.
Yeah.
And led his company up the track and, you know, killed two snipers and all that stuff. And on his voyage, actually got one of his fingers amputated. Which, if you looked at the show, which I never noticed, he's got one finger missing. Huh. And it's because he was a war hero that stormed the beaches of Normandy at Juneau.
No
which was
way.
Which was kind of interesting in itself, right?
Yeah,
but
and he's Canadian, and Shatner's Canadian, too.
And they did not like each other.
Shocker.
Well, I don't know about Shatner, but this guy here, Scotty, James Dolan, could not stand the man.
Huh.
Could not stand him.
Really?
Right, so I don't know what Shatner ever did, but yeah, Dolan couldn't stand him. So.
Well, I think once he got a little bit famous, his head probably blew up and turned into
I'm assuming. But anyway, the only reason why he did a Scottish accent, because Rod... what's his name here?
Spock.
Roddenberry. Gene Roddenberry.
Yeah.
Back in the day, said all engineers on every other show were Scottish.
It's kind of,
so they asked him to do a Scottish accent, and he goes, yeah, fuck, no problem, I'll do a Scottish accent. Yep. So and that's why. But he did such a good accent, and he was typecast as being Scottish, but he was never Scottish. He was Canadian, full Canadian.
So the Scots can only be engineers, eh?
No, just back in the day, back in the 60s, all the shows had Scottish...
engineers.
Yeah. Do you know what an engineer is?
Follows your rings on your finger.
that's right. Yeah. Are the ones that go boop, boop.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I suppose. Mm.
Yeah. Anyway, so, I thought that was pretty interesting.
I didn't know there was a Surrey in Ontario.
Yeah, there is. Yeah.
I'm thinking Surrey, BC right away. Like, boom. As soon as you're Surrey, BC.
Yeah, but there's a Surrey in Ontario.
Well, I'm not debating it.
There's probably a Surrey in Alberta.
Yeah, probably.
So anyway, I thought that was pretty interesting. So anyway, let's get to our $10 challenger.
Okay, good, because I think I got most of mine lost already. Oh, even good. Though Denver came back. Denver's on the rise, boys.
Okay, so I'm scared to ask. Actually, we discussed this tonight, and we are going to put perimeters on you on what you're allowed and what you're not allowed to bet on. And because it's fucking ridiculous.
But I'm winning, though. I won. I'm win, not winning, but won.
So, okay. Do you ever listen to the Joe Rogan show?
Joe Rogan. Is that the feller off Fear Factor?
Yes.
Yeah, no, I didn't listen to him. I've seen lots of, like...
Well, you just don't listen to him. He's got over 2,000 podcasts.
Yeah, it'd be not as good as this one.
In my opinion, no. No, no.
See?
But he's got, according to everybody else, way better.
He's got a good podcast?
He's got a pretty good podcast.
But he's got no filter, though, right?
What do you mean?
Like, he says...
He's got more of a filter than I do.
Most people do.
Yeah, well...
Weird.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, funny. Anyway, I don't think his kids are in soccer.
Probably not.
Because I've never heard him complain about...
Sports.
No,
they're probably in some kind of fighting thing where they're smashing somebody's face in the ground and saying, ha-ha.
Yeah. But anyway, he had... He had a guy on there the other day called Billy Waller. Walters? Or Waters? Mm. Anyway, one of the most famous, and I've known about this guy for quite some time, but one of the most famous sports bettors.
Really?
Most successful sports bettors, like millions and millions and millions of dollars.
So he started with millions and he made millions.
He started off dirt poor.
Like us?
Wait, no, way less, actually.
You can't get less, buddy. I'm sorry. I beg to differ. Unless he's bitten pop cans and frigging.
I think that's what he was.
Paper clips.
Yeah, I think that's what he was. But anyway, he's old now. He's 75 or 77.
Yeah, yeah.
Something like that. Very interesting life. Anyway, so he wrote a book, and I'm actually probably going to buy the book because it's pretty interesting.
I'll borrow it of you. No, I won't. Actually, when you read it, tell me what it's about.
I will. Yeah, I will.
That's my kind of book reading right there.
But anyway, so what he was saying out of this 2 hour or 3 hour podcast is that parlays are a sucker's bet.
Yes.
Mm.
Yeah, it's the dumbest thing ever.
Mm-hmm.
Hello.
Mm.
Look at mine.
Yeah.
But I can't get away from him. No, because, and we brought this up before too, where back in the day, you and I shared a Bet365 account.
Yeah.
And we got together and butted heads on bets.
A lot.
Because you're not that bright. And so anyways, we did very well.
We did.
Like, very well.
Yes.
Because we bet on a game. And we were coming at Yon. Like, we're not winning hundreds and hundreds of dollars per bets, but we built up the account where we pulled money out at the end of the season.
Oh,
at twice least or three times or something.
$400 or $500.
So then we went, we parted ways.
Yeah.
Routed out.
Yeah. Because we all grew up.
You speak for yourself. And so anyways, we got our own accounts now.
Mm-hmm.
And for whatever reason, it's like a bloody disease. Those parlays. As when I see them, I'm like a dog with an itchy leg. Like the leg starts going when you're scratching. It's like the leg just starts twitching.
Uh-huh.
And as soon as I see a parlay, I get giddy.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, ooh, mm-hmm. Oh, that's a nice parlay.
Mm-hmm.
Or, oh, look, there's 20 soccer games on. I can win all 20 of them. I may as well do a parlay.
Uh-huh. Yeah, no, I... Because you're more of a chance taker than I am.
I am. Because, but again,
when I see something that I like betting a lot.
Well, you do. You bet way more than I do.
Way more.
Like, Chris gives me shit. Like, Chris goes off the deep end sometimes.
So you like a 20 game parlay that pays, let's say, $10,000.
Yeah.
And you'll put a buck on it, which you'll lose.
Yes.
But
all the time.
I will do the odd parlay because they're fun to do.
They're fucking fantastic. We used to do a soccer parlay every weekend.
But when I see a game obviously the numbers aren't even close to being right.
Yes.
I'll put $10 on it.
Yes.
And it
gives me ulcers.
It does give you ulcers, but because you put on so many bets.
I do.
Right? Where I'm like, well, okay, so you do 20 bets, I'll do 5, but I'll put more money. Especially, and I'll hammer down the ones I enjoy, or the one that I think are going
well,
to win.
Well, yeah, like the good,
right?
Like the 5, the ones, 10, the ones where this makes no sense.
This makes no sense. Win or lose, this is a good bet regardless, right? Whoever did this bet is a loser, and I'm going to make him pay. Sometimes I win, sometimes I lose. Can't win them all. You don't like that beer, eh?
No, it's not that I don't like it. I just can't find... I can't find what I'm looking for there.
Yeah, I don't think you're going to find it at the end of the... At the bottom of this glass.
But it's just...
But we'll get there.
There's something there that's just... I know what it is. I've tasted it before. Mm. I know exactly what it is. Blank.
Yeah.
Anyways, let's get on to our $10 thing. Last week was fantastic.
Where did you go first?
Well, because I bet earlier the week, and you said, let's void that one because the podcast not till tonight.
Yes.
I pretend we didn't do it. I didn't do it.
Okay. Yeah.
So, but we also said Chelsea's playing Brentford.
Yes.
I lost nothing to do with it.
Uh-huh.
And then you wrote me into it. So I said, well, if you put a bet on that game, I'll put a bet on that game.
Okay.
I did parlay. So.
Why wouldn't you? Okay, so what's your parlay?
So I got both teams score. Ivan Toney to have 1.5 shots on target, and Cole Palmer to have 1.5 shots.
How much?
It's 10-1. So $1 gets me $10. It's not bad. Neither one is going to get two shots on net, but whatever. It's $1 got an end drain. But this is where it gets interesting.
Yes. Oh, good.
Okay, so I kind of, a little bit outside the box on this one. So I got home from work day, and I sat down to the table, and Savannah shows up from school, and I was like, Savannah, I'm going to throw something at you. She's kind of like my bitter advisor.
Right.
So we're going to lose a lot of money this weekend. Teams to score. So I said, okay, so both teams to score. I did 9 games.
Mm.
Just a short one.
Well, this is good.
It was a short, right?
Yeah.
Well, should be good. So Brentford and Chelsea, both to score? Yes.
Ooh.
You can't tell me Brentford's not going to score on Chelsea, and Chelsea should get one.
Might be a tight game.
They're shit teams.
I know. I'm thinking 1-0 on this one, but boy, whatever.
I hope not. Yeah. I hope like 1-1, 2-2.
Could be.
Something like that. Everton and West Ham, both teams to score.
Yeah, yes.
Yes. I pick it. Fulham and Brighton, both teams to score? Both good teams. They always got a good attack going on eventually.
Both good teams, but both teams have a habit of not scoring. Like when they're on, they score in bunches.
Right.
But when they don't, they...
So this weekend they're going to be on.
Okay.
So yes. Newcastle and Wolves, both teams to score?
No.
No way.
No.
Why not? You don't think Newcastle's going to score on Wolves?
Same thing. If one plays better than the other one won't score.
And yeah, well, no shit, dude. That's like every team.
Could go either way. I guess I know.
Well, I said yes. Forest and Liverpool, both teams to score.
No.
I think this is where I might have shit the bed. I said yes.
Oh, yeah.
But I think Ione.
Don't I'm worry. The bed was messy before this.
Oh, way before that. Tottenham and Crystal, both teams score?
No.
I said yes. Luton and Aston Villa, both teams score.
Yes.
Yes. Burnley, Bournemouth.
No.
Yes. Schiff.
I see a pattern here.
Schiff and Arsenal.
You're going to say yes, man.
Schiff and Arsenal.
No.
No.
Okay.
We agree on that one. And then we're going to skip this one because this was my 20 game parlay because I got sick of fucking. I don't want to hear it. Yeah.
How much can you win?
Could have won $1,736.40.
I'm
not going to win it because the team that was favored to win against the team that was 15-0 or 15-1, that team won, yeah. So anyways, that's outdoor. So here I am. I find it really hard to get $10 on soccer.
Yeah.
Okay, so hockey. Rangers to win, Edmonton to win. Rangers did win.
Yeah.
Edmonton's tied 2-2 right now, third period, 11 minutes and 16 seconds left.
Uh-huh.
Edmonton turns my stomach. Then I said, like, enough hockey in this.
Yeah, why would you bet it anymore?
In this 7-game parlay. Let's go back to soccer. Go Wrexham. Wrexham over Corrington Stanley.
Uh-huh.
Go Wrexham. I got Leeds to beat Huddersfield in the English Championship League. Got. Wait, look at me that. If
I were
to slow.
QPR, I thought they were playing.
Let's see. Leeds, Huddersfield.
Oh, Leeds, sorry.
Leeds, yeah.
Sorry, I thought you meant Leicester.
Yeah, no, I didn't say Leicester. But I did pick Leicester to beat QPR.
Ooh.
I got Ipswich to beat Plymouth.
Yeah.
And I've also got West Brom to beat Coventry, so I'm guaranteed to lose out because West Brom likely won't win. Then, what better way to go out is goal scorers.
Yes.
Ollie Watkins.
Yep.
Going to score against Luton.
Sure hope so.
Then I also said, well, you know what? Let's go to corners. Let's go over 9 corners for the Burnley-Bournemouth game.
Yeah, could be.
Right? Desperation shots. Yeah. Let's go over. I don't even know what I picked here. City and United, over 3. Total goals.
Oh, that was going to happen.
Total goal. Oh, yeah, for sure. That's money in the bank there. Total goals 3-way for Schiff and Arsenal. Over.
Mm-hmm.
And to finish her off, I got over 9 corners for Schiff and Arsenal.
Good.
So I think that's a good one for $18.16. Mm-hmm. $1 bet.
Do you hear that? I hear something.
Hmm.
Huh. Must have been a mouse.
Must have been a mouse. So, completely off the beaten path there now. I changed directions. Did another parlay.
Weird.
So, cards.
What?
Cards. So, Brentford and Chelsea. Over. Hmm. Just in one spot.
Isn't that a horrible thing?
I would have took it to driver by now and took that. Anyway, let's get back to my paralysis.
Well, sure, yeah, I know that's way more exciting than that.
Yeah, so anyways, cards over 2 for the Everton-West Ham game. Corners under 12 for Everton and West Ham. Cards. See, this is where I kind of didn't understand, and I still don't understand. The odds of under 5 cards is greater.
Yeah, it's going to be a clean game.
It's under 5, so if there's 4 cards, it's still under 5.
Yeah.
But you're looking at the odds for that for like $2. Under 4 cards for the Newcastle Wolves game is $3.25.
Mm.
So, but if you go over 1, it's like $1.
Yeah.
So, and this is where I struggle with this one. It's like, man, this is no-brainers for most of these games. Like, the higher the card value, like if under 6,
yep.
It's $2.75.
For under 6.
For under 6. Ooh. So, and I'm looking at these here. So, Newcastle, okay, anyway. So, Tottenham Crystal.
Yeah.
Under 4, mm-hmm. $2.75. The only person getting a card in that game is Romero.
Mm.
Like, you're not getting 5 cards in that game. Like, it would have to be a bench brawl. You know, like...
It's tough because they give out cards for no reason.
They do. Like, I mean, yeah, if you don't throw the ball in fast enough, or if you're swiping at mosquitoes on the field and the ref thinks you're getting mad at him...
Are you a card. Exactly.
So right? Shit like that. But for under 4 cards per game to be $3.25, I think that's a, like...
I think four's tough. I think 4 is kind of your average card.
You think so, eh? Because I'm thinking 2-ish, maybe really? 3.
I think by the end, especially if it's a close game, like if it's a blowout, you know, you'll get the odd guy that takes a run at something stupid.
Yeah.
But on the same token, if it's a close game, like a 2-1 game,
yeah,
you'll see the team that has 2 goals take cards left, right, and center.
Just to shut down the offensive attack.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe. And then to finish
especially
that one
on a counter or something like that, right? They'll just yank them down.
Yeah.
So it's tough. Like, cards are tough.
Cards are tough. But I'm going to win $78.92 on this one.
Perfect.
And I'll finish it off with Ollie Watkins to score at any time.
For $2.
No, just for $1.
For $1.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
I mean, he's going to pay you $2.
He's going to pay me $2.05.
Yeah.
So the next one, I got, I'm like run out of basketball things, right? Like I don't know where to go with it.
Yeah.
Because I think this week coming is going to be as tough games. Like,
yeah,
very
really tough. Yeah.
So I went to basketball. I got Indiana Pacers to win. They won. I picked Cavaliers to win. They are not winning. Timberwolves to win. They won. Nuggies to win. They're winning.
Nuggies. Oh, good for you for getting into the whole basketball lingo. I mean.
And then I got Clips and Bucks to win, and that'll give me a dollar bit, $5.86.
You mean the Buckaroos?
They're the Buckaroonies.
Yeah, the Buckaroos.
Yeah, the Buckaroonies, buddy. Then back to another. Man, I got to get out of this.
All right, go ahead for your last parlay because,
there's more.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Brentford Wolves, Crystal, Man United, West Ham, Fulham.
Uh-huh.
All to win. And a dollar bit. This must be different. Anyways, that gets me $7,672. Cha-ching! Another 7-game parlay. Bowen, this must be a score anytime. Ferguson score anytime, Essex score anytime, Watkins score anytime, Solanke score anytime, Foden to score anytime, Saka to score anytime. $1 bet, $810.
All right, so this will be the last time Jerry does this.
I got one more.
Because, Jesus Christ, keep going.
We're only at
an hour. No, one more?
Okay, one more, yeah. Right. Liverpool, Aston, Bournemouth, Arsenal, City to win.
Mm.
$1 bet, $8.97. I'm out. I'm done.
Okay, good, because next week we're going to have perimeters on what we can bet on and what we can't bet on. And our
parlays?
You can do parlays, absolutely.
Cool.
But because you're having trouble spending $10, which is weird because you never have trouble spending my $10.
No.
Like, if my $10, I will hear you.
Yeah. Yeah, right. Well,
so next week we're going to do perimeters on where you can spend your money. Right? Games, goal scorers, cards, blah, blah, blah. And none of this friggin' 20 game parlays.
I'm struggling with $10. I'm going to do like, I'll do 2 bits, $5 each.
just.
Well, read them out, Bri. What do you got going on?
No, because even when I re-listen to the podcast the next day or whatever, a couple of days later or whatever, mm-hmm. see what we can improve on. Mm-hmm. That's where we can improve.
Oh.
Yep.
Well, what about last week's podcast?
What were you talking about? Same thing.
I won some money. I won some money.
Yeah, no, you got lucky. Absolutely. Absolutely. Everybody gets lucky. Mm-hmm. Every dog has its day. For sure. All right. So here's the proper way to spend your
$10. I heard about this last week, I think.
You did.
I think this is why we started off your $10 bets last week. This is the way you're going to win your chick work.
Yes. Yeah. Right. Very proper.
Cue in, Brian. Dingy, dingy.
All right. So I do like my goal scorers.
You do.
So this week, I went Diaz off Liverpool. He's going to score a goal. Richarlison, he's going to score a goal. Watkins, Foden, and Solanke. $1, $73.
You might win if Charleston scores. Diaz.
Diaz, tough, but he likes to score too.
Oh, he do. He shoots a lot. He loves shooting from anywhere. Okay, next.
Okay, so that one there.
Just $1, right?
Yeah, just $1. There's a few in here that are gems.
Carry on.
This is the problem, right? You had trouble.
Yeah.
I found gems. Right? So Cole Palmer to score outside the box.
Yeah, good luck with that.
15-1.
So, okay. So in previous podcasts.
Yes.
I'll say Cole Palmer. It's like one of those things where first thing comes in your mind. I was like, I'll say Cole Palmer. You're saying fucking shit.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. That is true.
Okay, next.
All right. Neto to get an assist. $1 pays $4.50.
So where'd you find that to?
You know what? You just gotta scour the site a little bit, right?
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, you just gotta like put a cloud over it and
$4 check. For assist from Neto.
$4.50.
Oh, that's a win.
I think so.
That's just a single bet.
Single bet.
Oh, that's a win for sure.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Okay, so West Ham
to
beat Everton. West Ham's paying $3.50. I put $2 on this one.
Yeah.
I'm not a big fan of West Ham. Don't get me wrong. I think they're still shit. Even after they beat Brentford, I don't think I think they're still in the slump. Yeah. But Everton can't score.
They cannot score.
So
they had lots of chances though. It's just a matter of time.
I'm hoping West Ham does a same thing they did to Brentford and show up and score.
Their bus breaks down.
I picked another goal scorer parlay.
Oh, parlays, eh?
Well, not really. In-game parlay.
Oh,
Because this game's going to be fantastic. I can't wait for this game to start.
Be shit.
Man City playing Man U. So I picked Haaland, Foden, and Silva to score.
Ooh.
I did.
All three, eh?
All three, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So I put $1 on that one. That's going to pay $41. I like that one. I put $1 on QPR against Leicester.
Yeah.
Leicester's struggling right now. So
they are struggling because they're fucking comfortable.
They are. Well, I mean, they're only 6 points up, so they're not overly comfortable. But you know what? QPR is paying $9. QPR is shit. But
mid-pack.
Yeah, they're mid-pack. Lower mid-pack.
Yeah, same thing.
But, you know what? When you get a chance to kick a team winner down?
Yeah.
Fucking absolutely do it.
Okay, so not to cut you off here.
No, go ahead.
I got bored over the last 2 or 3 days for talking yourself that.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do a cold podcast. And we were saying when Leicester gets kicked out of the Prem and they go down to the English Championship League, we were saying three players in particular were going to get off of that team.
Yes.
Vardy was one of them.
Vardy was never left.
And there was two others, and I can't remember. Did they lose any of their players?
So Madison left.
Yeah, Madison was gone for sure.
And then
there was one other player that we spoke about, and I can't remember. Vardy, Barnes.
Barnes
has gone to...
Manu.
What?
I think so.
No.
Is he not?
No, Barnes is either playing for...
Chelsea. He's one of the top
teams. He's not on Man U because Man United picked up Johnny Evans.
Yeah.
Barnes, I think, plays for either Luton or Chef.
No.
Huh?
No.
Come on, help me out.
No, he hasn't played all year because he's been hurt.
No, he's back. Yes, he is. He's playing.
What was the first name? Not Ashley.
Scotty Barnes.
Scotty.
So.
Because this is going to drive me nuts if.
I know it's cutting into your betting part, your betting stuff or whatever, but we were talking about it, and I was like, man, I haven't heard Vardy's name in the EPL at all.
Well, no, because he's stayed with the team.
He stayed with the team. Madison jumped ship, and then Scotty Barnes is in the EPL, and I'm pretty sure he's either playing for Sheff or Luton, if I'm not mistaken.
Jeez. God, the internet's terrible some days. Scotty Barnes plays for Toronto Raptors.
Oh, I wonder if he's getting 20 points tonight.
What's his name?
Is it not Scotty Barnes?
I don't think so.
EPL Barnes.
Harvey Barnes.
Is that who it is? Who's he playing for?
Harvey Barnes is playing for Newcastle.
That's not who I said he was playing for.
No.
Like this year?
Yeah. Yeah.
So anyways... So we got two.
Yeah, I knew he was around, but he was hurt, so he hasn't been playing all that much.
No, he was hurt. He got hurt when he got actually acquired. He was hurt.
Mm-hmm.
But I noticed he was playing there probably the last 3 or 4 weeks. I was like, man, he's off Leicester?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
So anyways, yeah. Then I started wondering about Vardy, especially after listening to the podcast.
Yes. Anyway, Vardy stayed. Same with, I want to say Brantford.
That other fella?
No, I'm talking about Leeds. Brantford. He also stayed. He didn't get picked up by anybody.
Yeah, Bamford.
I'm just saying, you would think, because he can score, like, don't get me wrong, he's an awkward player to watch.
Brutal.
But he has put on some goals that are like,
Bamford reminds me a lot of,
Big Bird, the way he runs.
Sure, Big Bird, but the guy that you had there in your pool there earlier, oh my God! Beer time. Okay,
guy that I had in my pool.
Yeah, he's does he play for Aston Villa? Striker? No. Where's that fucking monkey play for? Aston Villa.
McGinn.
Yeah.
Yeah, Aston Villa.
Who's the other striker they got? They got Watkins or winger, left winger or something like that. Gordon.
Oh, you're talking Newcastle.
Newcastle. Gordon.
Gordon. Yeah.
So that's who he reminds me of. Gordon and
really?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
I didn't. No, I didn't remind
crap,
me.
Crap players. Do you want to? No. What do you want to do here?
Oh, cold one. You laugh, but cold ones are good beer.
Well, you want to go back to Brooks?
Sure, I don't care.
That's the only choice we got, unless we drink this.
Oh, what's that one? Blue buck.
Blue buck.
Oh. When was the last time you had a blue buck?
I haven't had a blue buck in forever. There's that.
I don't think I ever had a blue buck.
And then there's this. Farmer's Tan.
Farmer's
Tan. It's a
Belgian. Oh, did you know? Well, what's the Farmer's Tan there, little buddy?
This is a Belgian white.
A Belgian white might be good.
It's a Brewster's beer.
Yeah.
You want to do that one?
Sure, let's do that one. A little baby beer. Yeah. Is there three in there, or are there just two?
Yeah, there's three of them.
Oh, boy. They're not a baby beer.
Not a baby beer, so it'll be a big boy beer.
All right, so how much alcohol is in this bad boy?
I'm going to tell you something right now. You need wool socks on down here when you open up that fridge.
You know, you keep on complaining, but yet you never come prepared.
No, I don't know.
You make a terrible Boy Scout.
It's nice outdoors. I never thought I was coming into a freaking meat cooler for this long.
You forgot to get glasses.
Our
authentic Belgian-style white ale is made with flaked wheat.
Flaked.
A Belgian yeast strain.
I'll take that one.
Fresh coriander and orange peel. Ooh, it's orange peel. It's an easy drinking white ale with a great big citrus kick.
Oh boy.
There you go.
So, okay.
Locally brewed.
What kind of citrusy? What
would look for citrus? He said orange.
Oh, okay. What's that bit? It looks orange.
But I'm not a big fan of the
coriander. We struggled with coriander before.
Yeah, isn't the coriander the good for you stuff?
Yes, yeah, we...
Where you can lose weight off it?
Yeah, don't seem to be working our beers, but...
No, I seem to be going the other way.
Yeah, no, I noticed that. I mean, no, not like that.
No, you know, you said what you meant. This is why you only have one friend.
Oh.
And he's not in this room.
Yeah, what happened to that gym membership? Did it run out?
No, the gym's still there.
The gym's still there, but gym's always be there. Oh my! I poured a beer, it's kind of like you. Well, you pour yours is ridiculous.
Smells good.
Do it, though?
It smells good.
Oh, shoot.
Oh. I hate to be your lady.
Oh, splash in the pond.
All right, so back to my bets. So I bet Prowse to score outside the box.
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
$11. So I put a dollar on that.
Or Prowse.
Yeah.
Are they playing Nugent?
They are playing.
West Ham's playing.
Ooh.
Do you want me to go tell you?
Yeah, you're going to have to tell me.
Because I got parlays going, so I'll be able to tell
you. Burnley? I don't think that's right.
What's that?
I was going to say Burnley, but I don't think that's right.
No, not Burnley. Go ahead anyways. Finish up your
and then I picked Wrexham to win for 153.
West Ham's playing Everton.
Everton, yeah. So,
Prowse outside the box, not a bad pick. He takes all the free kicks.
I know. That's why I picked him.
I knew it.
Anyway, so those are my $10.
That's it.
Pretty much guaranteed to win this one. Pretty much.
You do have a couple there that's
well thought out. I know.
Yeah, they're not bad little picks. I will give you that. Like some of those are like, ooh, that's not bad. I don't mind that at all. So anyway. Did you read up on this can?
I did, yeah.
Jibber jabber there?
Yeah, I did.
So it is Brewster's Beer in Calgary, 5% alcohol, baby boy can, so we drink three of them. Just to make it feel like it's a big boy can. Uh-huh. This is that party pack that you had, right? The
yes, yeah. Party pack that I bought at Christmas.
We call it a party pack because you had a hard time saying variety.
Variety, yeah. Yeah, I'm still not over that.
Orange peel and coriander. So we didn't like coriander, I think, last time. So, but whatever. We'll choke this down for sure.
Uh-huh.
Like we do with some other beers.
Hi.
I think that...
You must choose wisely.
Did you like that one?
Oh, is this a would you rather?
This is a would you rather. Yeah, I just gotta get my page here.
Oh my lord.
Would you rather?
Woo.
Okay, let's toast the beer first and then.
Yeah, let's toast the beer and let's get to
I was just so excited to
cheers, buddy. You like to smell that, eh? You said you like to smell that? What do you think? We should have, I can still taste that last beer. Unless that last beer is in this beer, too.
You can really taste the coriander.
Big time.
Like full glass of coriander here.
Yeah, no orange.
Oh, there's orange there.
Did you find it?
Oh, yeah. There's
must be in your glass. I'm going to have to swap glasses there shortly just so I can get some orange.
The orange taste is very secondary to the coriander that's in there.
Coriander's overwhelming.
And I don't taste no beer.
You don't taste no? No, because coriander. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to tell you right now, three little baby boy cans, I can guarantee you tomorrow morning you're going to wake up 5 pounds lighter.
I sure hope so.
Yeah. Because the amount of coriander that's in this.
A lot. That's a lot.
Yeah, it was like taking a fat vegan pill.
Never had one of those.
Oh,
Neither have you.
Just a slimmer downer kind of guy.
I don't mind it. Like, it's not the worst thing I've ever drank.
No, it's not worse. I'm just trying to find a place to put it. I'm trying to find...
In your mouth? Like, in your belly?
But
it's not my go-to, but I can choke it down and be okay.
Like, if I always go to Brewster's,
mm-hmm.
because, so anyway, yeah, I'm sure anybody who's listening in Calgary knows this, but Brewster's is like a go-and-sit-down, eat, drink,
yep.
kind of thing. They sell their own beer. Mm-hmm. But I don't know what I would pair that with if I were to pair anything with it. You know, because I wouldn't want to go in and sit down and have a nice steak.
You know what I would pair this with?
Well, yeah, tell me, because I don't know. I mean, I don't know if you noticed, but I can't read minds.
$1.75. If you could pair that with With this beer, I would buy it.
It's borderline friggin' beer.
I just know they have better beers on tap than this. So I would never ask for this. So this is the farmer's tan.
So, and this is it's a Belgian white.
I guess he was farming coriander.
Well, yeah, like lots of it. But this is where the Mixolante beer came from, this pack, right?
Yes.
Yeah. From last week, right? Yeah. And that was a decent beer, I think. We enjoyed that one.
This is not a bad beer.
It's not a bad beer, but there's
a flavor in there. Like, there is orange. You can taste the orange. You can taste the citrus.
Very, very subtle.
But that, like the coriander just goes...
Yeah. It's right? Like beating the face right out of you.
Yeah, like, get the hell out of my way. I'm touching every taste button here.
Yeah. Like, and all of them.
Yes.
And if anybody wants to take another one...
And then the second wave is your orange.
Yeah, but very, very faint, because the coriander's still there beating you. Beating it away.
Yeah, beating it apart.
Go away. Go away, orange. Words. Choose your words wisely.
Yeah, I'm just getting here. Getting beat. Lord. You sick little man. All right, so back to you. Back to would you rather.
Yeah.
Would you rather a year double pay or a year... Same pay, but you get the whole year off.
Oh, I'm taking the whole year off.
Are you?
Yeah.
I knew you would.
Yeah, I knew you would. Because I'm lazy motherfucker. No, because you know what? And here's the thing, okay?
Well, life is short, and you got to live life. Yeah. No, I get it.
So,
and you can't wait for retirement.
So you're already stuck in this... Let's say your job. Well, use your job, because mine is not consistently yours. Mine is more inconsistent, I guess, for hours-wise, right? You're kind of on a set schedule, Monday to Friday.
I know what I'm doing.
Hours, same hours on whatever day, blah, blah. So you're going to get double time for your same routine that you do 52 weeks a year.
Yeah.
Or you're going to get paid your regular pay. Or no, the double time.
If you take the year off, you get regular time. If you work, you get double.
Okay, so you take off that regular time. Mm-hmm. So let's say in your position.
Yes.
Where you're a master of Kanakrita.
Yeah, I am.
Right?
Yeah.
Which pays leaps and bounds over the crap you're doing now.
Leaps and bounds, yeah.
Right? So out of that, you're still getting your regular yearly income of X amount of dollars.
Yep.
Now, you can pick and choose... your concrete jobs you do. No rush. You don't really have to care if you do one or not, because you're still getting an income.
Yeah, I get what you're saying. So you're saying take the year off.
Go fishing?
Go
on Tuesday? Yeah, I sure do, because I'm getting paid.
Mm.
You want to go fishing on Wednesday? Yeah, I sure do.
Okay, so I get what you're saying.
Okay.
So you're taking the year off, and you're gonna pick and choose what jobs you may or may not do.
Yes. Flexibility is endless.
Endless.
Right?
So, but I'm not ready to retire.
You're not retired, though, because you, in particular, don't have a slowdown bone. So you're out. Okay, go on now.
It's not that I don't have a slowdown bone. I do have a slowdown bone, but it's more of the bone spurs that slow me down. Right, like
bone spurs.
Well, it's the body gets older, the body hurts the more you do, right? So it's like I've taken the last 3 years to slow down.
Okay.
Now, I don't like slowing down, but yeah, I'm like,
the bone is still there. The giddy up go bone.
If there was incentive to go, I guess there would be, but I don't like coming home crippled either. Which, so I've done concrete last year, not very many, but I did.
Did a couple,
probably about 10,000 square feet worth.
Yeah,
and you know, you get out there, yeah, I can do this, no problem, and you do it, and it's fine. Yeah. You do the job, and you do it well, and blah blah blah, and you build up a sweat and all that stuff, but then you come home, and from the truck to the house, it's like, Monica, can you come get me?
Okay, take it concrete.
I don't think I can do this.
Yeah, crippled Brian can't get a noose.
Yeah, it's hard.
So, blown up, swallowed up knees, sitting there with ice packs for 2 or 3 days.
You seize up.
Yeah, you seize up. Okay, so let's say scrap the concrete.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Brian, can you build me a rocking chair? Ooh. Hey, Brian, can you come give me a hand doing whatever? It's super easy work, but I'm going to pay him good money.
Yeah.
Hey, Brian, you're not working, eh? No, you want to do a pin-to-pin to Edmonton? I'll pay you $500.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it don't have to be concrete.
No, I know. I know.
If you have a year off making your yearly annual,
I know what you're saying. Is you're saying that okay? So you don't have to do this because you're already getting paid.
Yeah.
But you can do whatever you want after that. I get that whole thing.
Right. You go fishing.
But I mean, I'm okay doing what I'm doing. I don't want to be home all.
You do look happy every time you come over from work.
Well, I mean, there's better days than others, but I mean, that's just work. But instead of making what I'm making now, I'm making double. I keep working.
Really?
Yeah, I still get 5 days, three weeks off a year, paid. Yeah. Plus all my sick days.
No.
Plus the days I decided to take off. Like,
those selected days.
Whatever. I mean, don't get me wrong. I put in my fair share. And I would get paid double.
Would you though?
The problem is that the taxes come along and they rip it apart.
Yeah,
right?
So you're getting
paid the more money you make, the more you give away.
Yeah, so you're going to work your year for double, and you're going to get your annual yearly income. Because Trudeau, is going to take it from you and give it to fucking another country.
But I don't think that's what the question was. It's just like, would you rather double?
I'm taking the year off.
I know you are. Yeah, but, but I'm going to tell you right now, at the end of the year, you're going to be bored.
No. I had 4 weeks off over Christmas. I'm ready for retirement. Yeah, I've kind of settled into that routine where I can do this.
You can't settle into that, and then you realize that it's no good.
Oh, it's fantastic!
What did you do in those 4 weeks?
Nothing.
Exactly.
Not a thing.
Try that doing that for a year. Can't okay. do.
Try me.
Boring.
Bring it on.
Boring.
Right. Like and not only that, I even got on the treadmill twice. I was like, you know what? I'm going to get jump on a treadmill.
Mm.
Nobody's home. Nobody torment me.
Uh-huh.
Right? You get up in the mornings. You have your cup of tea. Watch a game of soccer. Relax a little bit. Jump on a treadmill. Come down and get dinner. And all of a sudden, like, you know, I'm going to throw a little laundry. No, you know, I'm going to go here and have a coffee with somebody. Then I'm going to come back. Like, I'm ready for it.
I'm not ready for it. Nope.
I told April the other day, I was like, as soon as your name, like, you might be putting AP, and I'll be finishing off on TT.
Yeah, no, I think my biggest problem, because I did concrete for years and years and years.
Yeah.
So you never got to enjoy a summer, because summer, you're flat out.
Yeah, exactly.
You're just going 6 days a week to 7 days a week.
Yeah.
Even on your seventh day, you're still out there checking jobs and doing whatever. And then come wintertime, you're off for basically 4 months. You're working three days a week, but you're going in for 6 hours at a time. So at the end of the week, you're putting in maybe 20 hours, and you're like, oh.
But that's where that would kill me, right? I don't want to be doing that. I don't want the 20-hour weeks. I want either 40+, or I don't win at all.
Yeah. So in November it's okay when it starts to slow down a little bit. In November, you're like, oh, I needed the break. But by the time Christmas rolls around, you're like, I gotta get back to work or do something. And you got another 3 months of just
limbo.
Waiting for the weather to change. Yeah, you're in limbo. You're going to work and you're paying off the bills, which is fine. But you're not making any money, right? Any money that comes in goes straight out to your workers.
Yeah, the money
and
that you made over the summer.
Oh yeah, carried you through for
massive
sure.
dollars.
Yeah,
like you very comfortable, very comfortable income.
Comfortable so income, deserve, but it's the same thing. Tax season comes along and it's like, holy crap, they owe this much.
Yeah, buggers. Right?
So it's not like you're spending lavishly, and not only that, you work for it, right? It's not like it's not like a truck driver where you sit in the cab and go, "Ooh, this is a steering wheel." No, no, you're out there sweating every day. Like
the boys
that are in the construction, they don't get paid enough. Like the guys that own the houses or building the houses, they get paid quite a bit for doing nothing. But the construction guys, they don't get paid enough.
Yeah, I've always said that. It's
for the simple fact that most construction guys, doesn't matter who you are. Their work life is about 20 years. And you can talk to anybody, whether it's concrete guys, framers, drywallers, whatever muscle they're using the most and whatever, you know, bone or whatever.
Yeah.
Framers are notorious for having bad elbows.
Yeah.
concrete finisher, they're bad for bad knees, yeah. right? Everything. They just wear out. Yeah. They just wear out. After 20 years, they wear out. And then some guys are smart. They put their money away and whatever. And then you see the guy that's 60 years old that can barely walk.
Yeah, still doing it.
Still trying to make a living.
Still doing it. And right? none
of them. He doesn't know anything else.
Probably paycheck to paycheck.
Yeah, hard to say. A lot of it is just, I can't be at home. I got to go do something. This is the only thing I know.
Yeah, that's the old guys. Nowadays, poof, good luck, man.
Yeah, I know.
I think we're in for a rude awakening.
Well, I always find it funny because the house builders or construction area, they are like, we need 20,000 people.
Yeah.
Maybe pay your people. Yeah. They'd come back. Like if I wasn't, construction side of it, because I was working for an establishment. I don't want to name their names.
Yeah, I won't name their names.
No. They made as much as I did, and they never showed up. Mm-hmm. Right? They just got the job and gave it to me. But if I made $1 a square foot, so did they.
Yeah, for doing right? nothing.
For doing nothing. Well, that's got to change.
Smart business
stuff. It's smart business, but now they're no longer in the business of residential concrete.
Yeah.
Because everybody quit.
Right.
Everybody just said, nah, we're good. So, and they won't get it back.
No.
They will never get it back.
No.
So, is it smart business? I guess at the time, but at the time, they were being greedy.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. And everything was rolling because I was making money.
Yeah.
So, I didn't say much because I was making good money. But at the end of the day, when the house builder said, look, this is a downturn, we need to cut costs. They said, well, we need to make $1 a square foot. Brian, you take the cut.
Yeah.
And Brian said, no.
Yeah.
No, you guys aren't good enough for that. And they're like, well, okay, well, we're going to let you go. Okay. I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
And then 2 years later, like, oh, do you want to come back?
No.
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 Did you change? No. Didn't I need to die?
Fuck off. Exactly.
Well, we don't have anybody.
Yeah, there's a reason for that.
Yeah, because it's a small world. Yeah. I'm sorry, but it's a small world. You're not getting back into the business.
Yeah, exactly.
So anyway, that's that. Anyway, where were we?
Would you rather?
Oh, would you rather? Yeah. No, we're working. That's right.
Yeah. So I'm taking a year off.
You're taking a year off.
And you know what I'm going to do?
No.
I'm probably going to chase you around all day with a coffee in a truck. It's like, hey, meet. How's it going, Brian? Got to go, buddy.
But that's a wasted year. Could you not take that money that you worked if you did decide to work and retire earlier?
But it's just free money. It's free money. And if I choose to do anything on the side...
Mm.
That would be bonus money because at the end of the year, like, and here's the thing, like, in my eyes, a smart person would budget.
Mm.
And for me, it's base your life off your 40 hours a week.
Yeah.
Anything on top of that
bonus.
Is a bonus.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I've already based everything I do off my 40 hours a week. So nothing changes income-wise for how I live, how I do things, whatever, blah, 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 blah. But in that 365 days, I dictate what I do. I choose where I want to work. I'll choose the jobs I pick.
Yeah.
And it won't be one of those, like you say, doing concrete 7 days a week on my hands and knees, slave labor. It might be, you need a Walmart greeter today. Well, maybe I'll walk over and sit down in a recliner and say, hey. The fucking produce is over there to the left. Huh?
Yeah. Anyway,
two places down there to the right.
I think I'm going to work. I'd work, and then, because I'm planning on retiring at 60. So maybe I'll just retire at 59.
You're retiring at 60?
Yeah, maybe, yeah.
What are you, 45?
45, so 15 years, yeah. Really? Yeah, somewhere in there. Maybe I'll work till 65, but...
I'd say you'll work till you die.
I can't see it. Yeah, probably.
But you won't even take a year off.
Not now. Why would you take a year off now?
Well, no, but you won't take the year off. You'd rather work for a full year at double.
Yes.
And give the money to Trudeau so he can give it to Africa.
Yeah.
Right? So, and you're still going to bring in the same income, but you're going to be still miserable.
See, this is the problem you have, is that I don't think you've ever had time off. Have you?
Not really, no.
So you've always worked. So you're always wishing for something that you don't know nothing about.
Which I'm going to embrace.
Well, you're going to try to.
I will.
You're going to try to, and then you're going to get bored. You get bored, and you're going to be like, yeah, I'm going to get back to work. Where I've had the privilege of working 8 to 9 months or whatever, and then going into December, January, February, March, not doing a whole lot, still active, but not doing a whole lot, going, oh, man, it sucks. Because you don't, you fall out of a routine, and I am routine-based. So getting up at 6 o'clock every morning or 5 o'clock every morning and going into to work until 4 o'clock in the afternoon, that is a routine I'm okay with.
Yeah.
What's not good is that, okay, so you know that you're only working twice this week. So on Sunday, you don't go to bed on time. You go to bed on, let's say, 11 o'clock.
Yes.
All right, so then you wake up at 8, 9 o'clock in the morning. And then, well, come the next night, well, you're not tired at 11. So now it's 12, right? So now that goes by, and instead of waking up at 8, now you're waking up at 10.
Yeah.
Right? And now the day goes by, and you're not tired at 12 anymore. Now you're tired at 1.
Movie time.
Movie time, absolutely, right?
Popcorn in a movie.
Exactly. So you do get, so you wake up, but you got nothing to wake up for. Just another day trying to get by.
I'll find some.
So mentally, it's actually hard to get motivated to actually stay on a schedule because you don't have to. Nobody's stopping you from doing it.
No, for sure.
The only thing that kind of stopped me from doing that was the kids. Like, I'd drive the kids to school and drive them back, but the rest of the day was free. Yeah. But I didn't want to spend any money because I wasn't making any money. So it's not good.
But if you had your year off, you're making money.
Still, I don't like it.
I know, like, the 6 weeks I had off, or 4 or 6 weeks I had off there, with the company I work for now or whatever, like, the actual time off over Christmas, mm-hmm. I couldn't believe it. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm home every day, kids are home, the wife gets off, like, she had 2 weeks off or something like that, so I was like, first time in 20-something years I've had Christmas off.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, nice. And then that carried on into January. I was like, oh, you know, I was like, well, I don't mind this so much, right? So if I knew, and again, living off a budget, mm-hmm. so you got X amount of dollars coming in or whatever, and you know full well this is what you've got coming in, this is what you can afford, and this mm-hmm. is what your limitations are.
Yeah.
Oh, I could easily retire now.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? Like, okay, Tuesday comes along. I'm like, yeah, let me go. Fucking see if I, you know, just pick up work here and there and hotball things. So kind of dictate what I do.
Mm.
You know what? Yeah, just throw your name at there and whatever. Say, yeah, we got a logo in Edmonton. It's just a pin to pin or whatever. Bring it up empty. Get off, load it, come back. Whatever. Or bring up, load it, come back empty.
Yep.
Yeah, I might do it. I don't need to, but I might.
All right. Anyway, that's our podcast.
That's it. She's done.
That's it. She'll be able to get to Red Deer by.
Might be able to get to Red Deer here.
So you'd be good.
That's a long one, eh?
Yeah, 141. Yeah.
Oof, getting back to our ways, I like it.
Yeah, creeping up. Anyway.
Well, bye-bye. Thanks for listening, boys. Ladies, guys, girls.